أشعار زي بودريت لي فزت مولانا محمد أخضر ساب حكيم محمد أخضر ساب رحمة الله عليه مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. And the khulasa of this, the gist of this whole is in another two stanzas. And what is that? That is not part of the share that I want to read. And what is that? Dushmano ko aise aabo gil liya, doston ko apna dard dil diya. دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا, دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا. ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی, ہم کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل ملا. That is the gist of this whole ashar. That for the dushman, those who are the enemies of Allah Ta'ala, mushrikeen, dunya dar people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given them the عیش, the enjoyment of abo gil, of the sand, of the mitti, of the soil and water. Everything around us is made of soil and water. We also made from soil and water. And whatever we made, whatever things are made of, it will go back there. One buzuruk asked another buzuruk, when can it be said that a person is hidayat yafta? When is it that it can be said that a person has taken heed in life? He said, when that time comes in a person's life, when he realizes that everything in the dunya is going back into the mitti, into the sand, into the soil, and he himself is also going to go into the soil. When that realization comes into him, then he is hidayat yafta, Allah give us tawfiq. That realization says in the Prophet, ہر چیز کلو من علیہ فان, ہر چیز جو ہے وہ فنا ہونے والی ہے. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. سو دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل ملا. دشمن enemies of Allah, Allah gave them the enjoyment of life. What is the enjoyment of life? Everything that is made of mitti, of soil and water. دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا. For his friends, Allah has given them the intense love that is in the heart. And the other thing is that unko sahil par bhi tughyane mile, that's the deep thing. That with all the enjoyment that they have, always they are depressed. They are always depressed, they are sad, they are worried. And so on the sahil, all in all the enjoyment also, what have they got? They've got tughyane, they've got all the flood and all the tufan and all the storms. And for us, in the storms, Allah has given us the sahil, has given us the safety of the shores. Why? Because in times of difficulty, we turn to Allah. We make dua to Allah. That is the khulasa of this whole thing. Hazrat Wala says, Mujh ko jeene ka sahara chahiye. I want the support of life. I want life support. I am in the hospital and in a clinic, in a spiritual clinic, and I want life of support. I want the life support. And what is that life support? غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. My heart wants that intense love of yours and that closeness with Allah. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا اور سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. What I need بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے. I need the shores of the oceans of Allah's love. Where will I find that? سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. That all the time my head must be in the sajda at your doorstep. Yesterday Shaykh al-Hadith was talking about one very buzurg that he used to say that when I'm in sajda, I don't want to get up from sajda. I find that enjoyment being in sajda and putting my head before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on his doorstep, that the heart doesn't want to leave that position and that prostrate one to remain there forever and forever. So that is, well, what is it? بحر الفت کا کنارہ چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے. In times of grief, sorrow, difficulties, hardships, sometimes a person is depressed also. It's natural. I remember Hazrat bin Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi, sometimes he used to be sad and then he used to call a qari sahib, ذرا کچھ قرآن پڑھ لیجئے تاکہ دس ڈپریشن کین گو اوے. And then after that he used to say, ki alhamdulillah qari sahab ne Quran padha, iski wajah se alhamdulillah that depression is gone away from my heart. And another thing is also when people are depressed and they are sad, when you sit in the company of the Buzurgani Deen, you will see in 5 minutes that depression is gone. Khair. Then he says, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, in terms of grief, sorrow, that one should only call, I should only be calling unto him, I should only be calling him. Isliye ke kyun? Inke hote kya sahara chahiye? When Allah is there, what sahara do I want? Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda? Isn't Allah sufficient for us? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil? Allah is sufficient for us. Phir farmaya, lazzate faryad tufano mein hai. Kaun kehta hai kanara chahiye? An enjoyment of begging Allah, crying Allah in times of difficulties. The tufan, that in the tufan we find that enjoyment of begging from Allah tabaraka, it comes from the heart. Person's heart is pained, there is pain inside, there is sadness in his heart, there is pain in the heart. And that is the time when a person, when he makes dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, afterwards when he realizes, and when that problem is gone, we mustn't ask Allah for problem. Because Rasulullah s.a.w. teaching is, ask Allah ta'ala for afiyat. But when it does come and a person turns to Allah, and then you see when the cry and the dua comes up from the recesses of his heart, after when he thinks when the problem is gone, he usme kitna maza tha. I have got no problem, I'm making dua, but it has got no life in it. It's got no ruh in it. So all the time we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyat, but at the same time we must, when we are in afiyat and we got no problems there also, we should try our best to make dua from the bottom of our heart. So haati le sahil mujhe tufaan mein tere jalwon ka nazara chahiye. Afterwards Hazrat Umar says, apni aahon se dare jana pe meer, apni bigri ko sawara chahiye. That, oh meer, with my cries and pleas before the door step of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, like all my troubles and problems sorted out with Allah ta'ala. Aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan, oh Allah, I should be sacrificed in every moment of my life, should be sacrificed for you, oh Allah. Ghair ki mujhko na parwa chahe, why should I worry about anybody else, that so and so will solve my problem, so and so will solve my problem. All our problems will be solved by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's speaking to Allah, we are talking to Allah. Das bakusha jani be zambide me ama. Oh Allah, oh Allah, stretch your hands towards my basket in which I'm begging for you to give me something. Das bakusha jani be zambide ma. Mere sar ko tera soda chahiye. What do I want? I want you to give me the tawfiq of Allah that my heart, in my head, then there should be this mad love for you. There should be craziness in my head. The craziness of the love of yours, Allah, in my head. Akhtare na kara duruftadaku. Akhtar who is so distressed, and he is in grief, and he is in sorrow. What about him? Unki rahmat ka bulawa chahiye. What does he want? He is in need of the call of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, behre ulfat ka kanara chahiye, behre ulfat ka kanara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए, मेरे उल्फत का कनारा चाहिए, सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए, गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए, गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए, उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए, उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए, लज्जते फरियाद तूफानों में है, लज्जते फरियाद तूफानों में है, कौन कहता है किनारा चाहिए, कौन कहता है किनारा चाहिए, हासिले साहिल तूफानों में है, हासिले साहिल तूफानों में है, हासिले साहिल मुझे तूफानों में है, तेरे जुल्मों का नजारा चाहिए, अपनी आहों से दरे जाना पे नीर, अपने आहों से दरे जाना पे नीर, अपनी बिगड़ी को सवारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए, दस्त बकुशा जानिबे ज़म्बील माँ, दस्त बकुशा जानिबे ज़म्बील माँ, मेरे सर को तेरा सौदा चाहिए, दस्त बकुशा जानिबे ज़म्बील माँ, मेरे सर को तेरा सौदा चाहिए, अख्तरे नाकारा दूर उफ्तादकू, अख्तरे नाकारा दूर को उनकी रहमत का बुलावा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए, बहरे उल्फत का कनारा चाहिए, सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए।